Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. This podcast is brought to you by Faithful Counseling, and it's been a blessing in my life. If you're curious about that, you can just take a look at getfaithful.com/prayeveryday for a 10% off discount. And it's been good for me. I pray it's helpful for you to have a Christian counselor who listens and helps you walk through some of your struggles today. Hey, we're going to just be reading one whole book of the Bible today. And tomorrow we will begin the book of Acts. And I'm so excited about that. I was going to do a different book, but as I've been praying about it, I just felt like the Lord wanted us to read Acts. So there's the big announcement. Tomorrow we're reading through Acts, but today we're reading through the entire book of Jude, which is just one chapter. And this is in the Modern English Version. This is what Jude says. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, to those who are sanctified and called by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ, may mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, while I diligently tried to write to you of the salvation we have in common, I found it necessary to write and appeal to you to contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. For there are some men who secretly crept in who were marked long ago for this condemnation. They are ungodly men who pervert the grace of our God into immorality and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Now I want to remind you, though you already know, that the Lord saved the people out of the land of Egypt and afterward destroyed those who would not believe. Likewise, the angels who did not keep to their first domain, but forsook their own dwelling, he has kept in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities in like manner gave themselves to immorality and went after different flesh, they served as an example by suffering the punishment of eternal fire. Likewise, these ungodly dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and slander celestial beings. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil in a dispute about the body of Moses, did not dare to pronounce upon him a railing judgment. But he said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these men slander those things that they do not understand. But they destroy themselves in those things that, like unreasoning animals, they know by instinct. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily after the error of Balaam for a reward, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. These are the ones who are stains on your love feasts, as they feast with you irreverently and care only for themselves. They are clouds without water, carried along by winds, autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, uprooted, raging waves of the seas which are foaming up their own shame, wandering stars for whom the gloom of darkness has been kept forever. Enoch, the seventh generation from Adam, also prophesied of these men, saying, "Look, the Lord is coming with 10,000 of his holy ones to execute judgment on everyone and to convict all who are godless of their wicked deeds that they have committed and of all the terrible words that godless sinners have spoken against him. These men are grumblers, complainers who walk after their own lust. Their mouths speak arrogant words and they flatter others to gain profit. But beloved, remember the words that were previously spoken by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, 'In the last days there will be scoffers who walk after their own ungodly desires.' These are the men who cause division, sensual, devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God while you are waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, which leads to eternal life. On some have compassion using discernment, and others save with fear while pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Now, to him who is able to keep you from falling and present you blameless before the presence of his glory with rejoicing, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, we thank you for this book that's just one chapter long, and there's so much in there that we could unpack, but I just love this benediction at the very end. Lord, we need to feel the truth of our blamelessness, that you have separated our sin away from us because of what you've done on the cross. Lord, we do need to have compassion. Would you give us compassion today? Would you give us discernment? Would you empower us to build up our most holy faith? Lord, we want to pray in the Spirit. Teach us what it means to pray in the Spirit. Help us to understand what it means to keep ourselves in your love and to wait for your mercy, which leads to eternal life. Lord, we need all of these things and we pray them. to you. And Lord, I'm just going to end this with the benediction again because it's just so beautiful. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with rejoicing, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Thanks so much for praying with me through the month of May. It's been such a blessing to just do this together. And you are loved, and I am grateful for you. Rest in the fact that you have an important role to play in the kingdom. It's shaped like you, and no one else can do it. So walk in it today. Walk in the good work that Jesus has prepared for you. Do it boldly, friend.